So you interested in seeing your buddy?
Oh yeah. You know, I haven't seen him in a while. It'd be good to see some familiar faces out there in San Fran, you know, on the other side of the ball.
I mean, you had 200 last week. I mean, this week you go against the best run defense. I mean, is it kind of like you sit there going, I can't expect 200 or?
Well, you know what? Expect the unexpected. You know what I mean? With this line, you know, it's no telling what we can accomplish. And, you know, we're just going to go out there and give it our all. You know.
What makes that front seven so good against the run? What makes that front seven so good against the run?
You know, they're just physical, man. They're strong. They shed blocks, you know, better than anybody in the league. You know, they hit people up front, and they, you know, come back to the ball. You know, if the ball gets past them, you know, they make plays downfield. You know, even the big guys. So, you know, they never quit. They never stop. And, you know, like I said, we're up for the task. I think we'll be fine.
That physical defense, that sounds like the kind of defense you enjoy going against.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we like physical games. I do. You know, I think we're up for the task, and I think we're ready for it.
What would it mean if you're able to get Hakeem Nicks back to this offense?
I mean a lot. You know, it gives the defense something else to worry about. You know, keeps them out the box. And, you know, I'm sure it makes Eli look comfortable, too.
You got a hint from him earlier in the week that he might play. Still think he's going to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, so far, yeah, I think so. He's going to fill it out. Hopefully we can get him out there.
What made last week so successful now that you look back on it?
We just played hard, man. You know, we handled every responsibility we could, you know, on every play, you know, especially the runs. You know, we finished a lot of guys we've seen, you know, down the field with me, you know, after runs. And, you know, that's just what you want to see, you know, as a runner and, you know, as a coach, I'm sure.
Would you like to carry the ball that many times every game?
Every game, man. I feel like, you know, as many times as I can touch the ball, man, as many times I can make, you know, a lot of different plays and get a lot of yards. So, you know, I don't mind touching the ball at all that many times.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that this should be a circle game for them on their calendar. I mean, they're definitely a tough team to beat. We know our work's going to be cut out for us, but we're going to rise up to the challenge. That's what we do.
You talk about rising up to the challenge physically. You think this team is ready to put its best effort forward?
I think that's what you see when you watch them on film. I mean, they defensively, you know, they have a tendency to get in a mode where they can dominate offenses, and their offense is very effective. They run the ball well. They get on the perimeter, but they can also throw the ball. So on both sides of the ball, we got to make sure that we play our strongest game.
What's allowed them to run it so well?
It's a combination of things. I mean, up front, they're solid. Their backs are obviously the main story there. I mean, they block well for each other. And then they have that play action that they run off of it, which makes people kind of, you know, unsure which way they're going to go with it. So, I mean, I'd say it starts with their O-line whenever you want to talk about running the ball. But, you know, they have great running backs, and they also can run that play action. So it's a combination.
Matthias, do you feel a little slighted as a team that, you know, obviously everybody looks at you guys as the underdog, but you're the Super Bowl champions. You beat them there last year?
Not at all. Not at all. Just because, you know, we've been in a situation before, and, you know, it doesn't matter what people say going into the game. The only thing that matters is how you guys come out of it. And we know that we go in there, we get a win. We're putting ourselves in a good position to repeat, which is our main goal.
This is the longest that your front seven has gone with kind of not imposing your will consistently on teams. So what's going on?
I mean, it's just a problem we got to get corrected. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the longest we've gone. I know that we've had, I mean, there's going to be games when, you know, other phases or other people on the team are going to step up and carry us, but we don't want it to be something that's happening for a long time. Now, you look at a guy like Corey Webster, he's going out and he's playing week in, week out, injured. You got, you know, other guys coming in for injured players who are stepping up in our secondary, just secondary alone, speaking right now. And, you know, they've done a really good job. So we'll tip our hats to them and, you know, we'll, you know, come on stronger up front and make sure that we can help carry this team a little more.
What is it technically that needs to be corrected?
It's little things for everybody. I mean, I think by the time you get to this level and at this point in the season when we're playing, we've been playing together for a long time, you're not seeing major breakdowns. It's not like people just are out there not knowing what they want to do or what they're supposed to do. I think it's more a matter of, you know, an individual maybe going outside of the frame of the defense trying to make a play. It's all effort stuff. Guys are trying to make plays. When you start straining, you start doing somebody else's job and you vacate your position and your job, and then the offenses find that. So we got to be able to trust everybody and make sure everybody plays hard.
Is it frustrating because as a group you guys have such high standards and you're used to getting to the quarterback?
It's not frustrating. I mean, we don't like it. We're not going to sit around and say we're frustrated or we can't do it. We're going to get it corrected. We're going to make the changes.